Joining us on the phone to talk about these reports and how the trade reacted to them is Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities. He is in Normal, Illinois. Good afternoon, Kurt.
Good afternoon, Dave.
Seems on the face of it, the most bullish numbers were for wheat.
The overall stocks down 45 million from what the trade was looking for. It's encouraging news there. The thing is, on the export side, we need to see those exports come through there. But what would be more significant in the wheat market is as we get on the spring and see how much winter kill and if there's any wheat that's going to be torn up and put into another crop. But it is supportive that the key today is to make sure wheat maintain these gains. They've had a turnaround here in the last week. We just need to make sure we continue to make higher highs and higher lows here to turn the trend higher.
Corn market, when you looked on the face of it at the bottom line and saw that USDA and lowered the corn carryout by so much, would appear on the face of it to be bullish. But then you look at that residual number and the feed use number, and a lot of traders still think it's way too rich and probably think that maybe it's that number for this month, but it's going to go back up in future reports.
Well, the key would be the stocks report here in March to see how much usage we've been going through. But you're correct, the feed usage category still has ample supplies in it to work with. But with that type of drop, you would expect that the corn, especially old crop corn, would have been performing much better than it is right now. I know we still have almost a full half hour to go here before the close, see what type of buying or selling comes in here late in the day. Overall, it seems like spread activity has been the dominant feature where they've come in and bought the corn and wheat and sold the beans on the spread. And also, too, a lot of short covering on short calls ahead of the report, a little bit of commercial interest ahead of the report. So it suggests that some of this might have been built in.
And turn your attention to the soybeans, where at the end of the day, although we did get some internal adjustments in the report, with the exports at the end of the day, soybeans ended up exactly where they started for U.S. ending stocks at 150 million bushels, while in the South American production, particularly Brazil, the numbers went up.
Yeah, bull and the bear both been right at some point in time during the day here. Beans virtually been almost up 10 cents and down 10 cents on the day. Be interesting to see where they close. The main thing is imports. We're going to import as much as 30 million bushels of beans. They dipped into the residual number and lowered it by $10 million to offset the increase on the export side of the equation. So beans continue to sort of wait for news on whether or not the Asian crowd is going to cancel U.S. purchases or roll those into the southern hemisphere, Dave.
Do you think we're going to see a fairly significant break in the July-November bean spread because of this report?
So far it's hanging in there quite well. The trade, the bull spread, long July, short nov, the old crop, new crop spread's been very popular here. When you look at carryout estimate, 150 million bushel, that is still significantly tight. And with the well-advertised big increase of new crop bean acres, that bull spread's probably going to hold going into midsummer.
So what changes in the marketing picture, if anything, then, for the typical hedger?
Well, I would stick to the plan, basically continue to look for strength in here to get caught up on sales. The overall price dynamics from the report just hadn't fallen through here yet to suggest that corn stocks are a little tighter than what the trade presumed. But, 1.4, 1.5 billion bushel corn carryout is still actually ample supplies to work with.
Yeah, but it's not that eye-popping two billion plus that we were talking about a few months ago.
That's correct. That's the thing. It's not as big, but it suggests that breaks ought to have, fairly good support. The key also need to watch along with corn is the overall export news on DDGs. That's been very popular. China's been accumulating those quite aggressively underneath the radar. Then, too, when you look at the 1.48, you got to compare it to overall world coarse grains and also world wheat feed value. So there's a little art there on competitive grain that could be fed.
And when you look at the stock-to-use ratio with those world comparisons, what do you learn?
Well, that's the thing there is we compare to the use. Use is going to remain very strong, ample supplies. When you have that kind of line on the bullish side, it's going to say that weather is going to be a dominant factor as we get into the growing season.
So do you feel as though, given this report and given what we know about South American weather, given what we know now about stocks, at least until the quarterly grain stocks report, that you could see front-month corn rally another dime?
I would think that's in the cards now. Prior to this report, they were selling both puts and calls, collecting premium, looking for it to be in a trading range. The trade's been covering some of those short calls with the idea that maybe this corn market can hang in there. But it wouldn't be nothing for March corn to move up to this 455 area over time. It's kind of a stair-step process. It seems the grain market wants to climb this wall of worry as we go into this spring.
And I guess the other question is will basis climb with it, or will we see a widening of the basis?
Well, I think basis is going to hold steady. I really don't see a big move there. As far as the export sector goes, they've taken the premium out of it, or the strong basis on the export side of the equation. Strong basis levels are going to have to come from domestic end users here as they try to accumulate some inventory. We look for a sideways affair in the basis. You might have to watch yourself locally. There could be some spot situations there where you could get a fairly good cash bid.
Thank you, Kurt.
Take care, Dave.
Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois.